Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, sisters. This is Sister Zipporah, and I'm coming to you with divine. My apologies that the show is so late. I've been talking about this for a while, but a lot of you know that I am. What is going on here? Okay, sorry. I come to you with divine love. My apologies, you know, that it's so late. But I'm a full-time mommy, full-time worker, and trying to be a full-time saint. But this will be our first conference call with the sisters in our group, Akodes United in Mashiach. And I hope that we use this opportunity to fellowship with one another, feel one another out, ask each other questions, and do some examining of the scriptures, doing so in a respectful and edifying manner. I hope this becomes a tradition of each and every one of you. Now, what I'm going to do, still trying to get the hang of this, so please bear with me. This is a learning experience for me as well. But what I'm going to do is just, let me play this real quick because I'm trying to, let me play this song just really quickly, only because I'm trying to get this situated. And I know we have some sisters holding. Please hold on for me. You know, we've got some sisters holding. Now, there's a few things I want to talk about. I want to talk about, you know, in the Bible, what is the role of a woman, a virtuous woman in the Bible. Wanted to talk about not really any doctrines. Now, later on down the line, we'll get into really going, not really saying going at each other, but really, you know, picking each other's brains and seeing what we feel and interpret as what thus says the Lord. So we'll go ahead, and I just want to play this one song while I get everything situated here on my dashboard. So give me one moment. We all know, I'm not sure what was going on. That might have been my connection, but I'm hearing myself a lot clearer now. So I hope everyone gives us a call right back. I'm not sure what's going on, but it looks like we're all in the queue together. Just going to play some music while the sisters call back. And hopefully, you know, they do call back because it must have been some kind of connection, something going on with it. Hopefully, you know, we get this all situated because the devil is a liar. He's a damn liar. And you won't take our joy today. You won't take our fellowship today in the name of Jesus. So, ladies, just give me a call back. Go ahead and call back. Okay, looks like we have one caller in the queue. I hope you can hear me. Caller 832, you're unmuted. Can you hear me, sister? Shalom, shalom.
Hey, shalom. I'm driving.
Shalom. Oh, this is not my ace, boom, boom. Just, I don't know what happened. I think what happened, I didn't press the live button after I played the music. I didn't know how to, whatever. But how are you today? How was your day?
It was kind of long, but head at home now, a couple minutes away from the house.
Oh, well, that's good. I've been home since about, 5 p.m. your time, so.
Oh, okay.
Yes, thank God for that.
Did everybody hang up?
But, yeah, they did, but I hope they heard me say call back. I don't know. Oh, no, everybody.
Oh, okay.
I had like four callers on the queue, and then they kind of hung up because they couldn't hear me. I didn't know what was going on. But what I wanted to talk about today was just kind of introducing yourself. Okay, one person called in. Just introducing, you know, ourselves to the sisters. Just tell us a little bit about yourself. Do you have children? You know, your age, where you live.
Okay. I guess I'll go first. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. I mean, they're muted, but they can hear you.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure you guys know me on Facebook as Nama, Book of Genesis, but my real name is Letitia. I have two daughters, 5 and 7. Yes, I am married. I stay in Houston, Texas. I'm 28 years old. Been in the truth for some years now, and I just wanted to say, and I just wanted to tell people, just because you know you're a Hebrew Israelite, it doesn't mean that you're just going to be living this righteous life, because I've been knowing I was a Hebrew Israelite, and I was still doing damnable things, you know?
Okay.
Our ancestors they was born knowing they were Hebrew Israelites, and they failed miserably. So, knowing that you're a Hebrew Israelite is not going to, you know what I'm saying, have you to live a righteous life, but being reborn in the Mashiach is definitely will help you to live, walk as he did, talk as he did, because that's what's important. So
definitely.
I know people all the time, oh, you're a Hebrew, you think you did. Nah, not really, because Hebrews are, according to scripture, wasn't all that. So it's not about that. It's about being, you know what I'm saying, being reborn, because I know other Hebrew Israelite, and I was still doing things I wasn't supposed to do, still doing sin that I wasn't supposed to do. I sneak a shrimp here and there, just doing all kind of stuff, but this is a walk.
Girl,
it's a process. It's not an overnight thing. People know they're Hebrew Israelite and think they're going to be some righteous person the next day. No, it takes time. Everything takes time. So, you know what I'm saying, breathe. You know what I'm saying? You mess up, you gotta repent.
Definitely. And a lot of people, you know, they get into the truth, and like I did, and they're full of zeal, you know, so much knowledge. But like you, you know, sister, you know, you've been in the truth for a while. You know, for me, it's been less than a year. But it's just something about the remnant. And it's just something about the remnant that we just have a love in our heart and a wanting to commune with the Father. We want to see Father's face more than anything. And it's stronger, that want is stronger than anything else. We want to see our Creator. It's just an inborn feeling in us. It's an inborn want And that's why I believe that a fool says in his heart that there is no God, because I mean, how, every painting has an artist. So it's just what, when you come to the truth, you're just, it's sad because so many people are bombarded by all these different doctrines that are false, all these different prophecies that are false, these false prophets, these Yahweh ben Yahwehs, and all such a mess of this.
Then
and you're
I
like,
mean...
oh no, I'm okay, girl. Like, and it's just, it's really sad because so many people want and seek and yearn for the truth. But whenever there's love, the devil's gonna try to come right up in it. And I hate that nigga, he hates me. And I hate to use that word, but he's a nigger. If anybody can be called a nigger, it's the devil.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, someone else just called in, so just tell them, who you are. Hello, can you hear me? Nama?
Oh yeah, you talking to me?
Oh, I was saying someone else just called in, so just let them, just kind of introduce yourself again. You don't have to go through the whole rundown, but just.
Oh, okay. Hey, it's me, Nama. Y'all probably know me on Facebook as Nama Book of Genesis. My real name is Letitia. I'm 28. I have two daughters, 5 and 7, which I probably know that by now. Married, been the truth for, a couple years, and just, been alone in the truth because I don't really have a sisterhood that, I really do desire a sisterhood that's all on the same level as me, but we're so scattered that it's ridiculous, because people in my family, they doing their own thing, either they Christian, Pentecostal, whatever, so I always yearn for a sisterhood, to commune with that's like-minded as I am.
Yeah, and just wanted to introduce myself because a lot of people just know me as Zipporah. My name, of course, on Facebook is Zipporah Israel. But my name is Latoya, and I do live here in North Carolina, Fayetteville, North Carolina. And, my occupation, I'm just a customer service escalations rep. and it is very true what you said, Nama, about us being scattered, because who would have ever thought, because a lot of people do know that I'm engaged, but who would ever thought that my husband would be all the way on the West Coast and I'm on the East Coast, like, what kind of mess? But
right.
I kind of rejoiced in the scattered part because we had to know each other spiritually and emotionally and actually pick each other's brains to know and come to love each other without it being carnal. There was no carnal there. It was nothing physical. It was all, mental.
Seriously.
So I do rejoice in some, I do rejoice in some of the scattered parts. Now I'm just going to put you on mute. Just going to let the other sister calls in. I'm not sure if it is a sister, because some brother's going to call in,
Okay.
I'm going to put you on mute real quick. And, okay. Sister, amen, shalom, shalom. 410, caller, you're unmuted. How are you? Shalom? Well, it looks like their call has dropped. I'm not sure exactly what happened, Nama, but their call dropped as soon as I, the devil is a liar. I hate him and he hate me, girl. I can't say it. But it's something else. But also what I wanted to kind of talk about was, a few more people call in. I'm not sure what's wrong. The devil is trying to, someone just, and then the call dropped again. You know what? Girl, he's something else, but it's okay. Father God, in the name of your son, Yahushua, we come humbly before your throne of grace and mercy, beseeching that any conditions Satan has over this blog talk right now, Father God, this conference call, let it be null and void right now in the name of your son, Yahushua. Amen. Okay, looks like they called in. Let's try this again. I'm going to mute you. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, shalom, shalom, sister. You've been unmuted. Zip code, hold on, one moment. This phone want to act up. Okay. caller 410, you've been unmuted. How are you? Shalom, shalom. Who is this?
Shalom. This is Sister Toya. I was just listening, so I really didn't have anything to say. But shalom.
Shalom. This is Sister Toya. What's your last name? So I can just kind of maybe look on my Facebook and see Toya Robinson.
Yes,
oh,
please.
Hi. Shalom. It's Sway.
Shalom.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I had a lot of trials and tribulations in my life, especially with my mom and everything, and just, you know, but I just kind of all joy had to commune with the Father and, you know, just definitely get myself right. I was just dealing with a lot of things, but I'm really at peace now. And hopefully Pastor Dow got my letter that I sent to him. I finally sent it. The first one I sent came back undeliverable, but I forgot I left off PNB or something, some part of the address. So it came in undeliverable. But hopefully he gets it now. So everything's been doing well here.
Well, that's good.
Can you just introduce yourself to everyone? Just let them know, you know, just maybe your occupation or your marriage, your marriage status, or, you know, maybe just a couple of things about you.
Oh, okay. I'm Sister Toya. It's funny because my grandfather said I retired at 36 because I stopped working in last year. And I'm a stay-at-home wife now. So,
oh, wow.
So that's
a full-time job right there.
Hallelujah. Yes, it is. There's a lot more than I tell people because they're like, what do you do all day? I mean, let me tell you something. I work more now than I did when I worked. So this is real. It's not a game, and it's not for the faint of heart at all. Because I was a career woman. That's how I identified myself. That's what I did. I worked, you know. I had a profession, and I was very passionate about what I did, and I identified prior to coming into the way I identified who I was. It was sort of synonymous with what I did.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of when me and my husband first got married, and he was like, yeah, I want you to quit your job and, you know, stay at home. Mm-hmm. And do what? What are you talking about? It was crazy to be informed. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not doing that. You know what I do. I work. But the Father, you know, worked with me, and my prayer was always, you know, transform me, transform my heart, and transform me into the daughter that I'm supposed to be. And he's faithful. And he has, and I don't miss it. I don't miss working. I worked in the human service field, so I dealt with other people's issues for a living. And, you know, it could be very heavy and trying, but it was rewarding, too.
Mm.
But, you know, I don't miss it, and I loved what I did. My husband would say, you know, you might be the only person I know who actually loves going to work, you know, doing what you do, because that was a gift that the Father gave me, and it was part of my purpose. It was just a matter of me reframing things. And so Israel, we have a lot of stuff with us, and so my skill set is definitely beneficial. It's just, you know, with a different population, so to speak. And, you know, I'm married. I have a stepson. I don't have any children yet.
How long have you been married?
2.5 years.
Oh, wow, yeah. Beautiful. Hallelujah.
Yeah, we...
And you know what, that's one of the strongest things, you know, the unity of the, you know, the Israelite family, that's one of the strongest things, and I love it. Now, your husband is in the truth. Is he in the truth? Or?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he had
love
the Jersey Fellowship with Straightway. He's a assembly head. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. That's great. I can't. Are you going to be there for Passover?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's good, sister. I can't wait to commune with you and see you, honestly. And there's a lot of things that there was another thing that I wanted to speak about on this call, and it was, you know, with me, you know, I'm new in the truth. I've been in the truth under a year, and wanting to, of course, the wrapping my hair. I don't know why I felt so. Not really a lot of, basically I feel like it was the spirit of Jezebel, like even when it was the Sabbath, oh, I'm not praying, I don't have to wrap my hair, and da da da. Even though I just felt like at certain times I just feel like if I'm going out in public,
you know, I wrap my hair up, I feel like I'm going to be around certain men. Like, I would take my son to the basketball games with, for his dad, I would wrap my hair. You know, it's just, I feel, you know, covered. Does any other sister feel that way, that when they feel protected, when their hair is wrapped, like, they feel covered, in a sense, well, husband or not?
Yes. What tends to happen is, if that's an issue, like, for sisters, you know, in the beginning, you're starting and, you know, you do it like how, you know, you say sometimes, and then it's sort of just, you get that conviction, you understand what it represents, you understand what it means, and you understand what it says to the world, it sort of becomes just a part of what you do. And, you know, like, I wouldn't dare leave my house without it, you know what I mean? But it took time, you know what I'm saying, to get that way and to grow that way. But for me, you know, other sisters, it's instantaneously, oh, this is what we're supposed to do, and then they do it. Others, you know what I'm saying, it's more of a struggle. But when you're in it and you get it, it's like there's no question, you know, you feel naked without it.
I definitely want to get to that point, because at first, when I was first, you know, the zeal, the fire, or when you first know, oh, you couldn't tell me not to wrap my, oh, honey, please. But then it was sort of like I don't know, it was just a change kind of came over me. And I don't feel like it came from the Most High, but it's just sort of like, just like a rebellious spirit. And I mean, I'm dealing with that, and it is a process. But now my modest dress, never. It's never. Like, I'm wearing these clothes from the Sisters That Straightway. I would never go out of my house with stuff I used to wear. Ooh, I look at the stuff, and I'm like, oh, no, I've got to get these out of here. Completely out of my house. But it was just my hair. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just feel like
You said it. You have identified
it. That's what it is. It's like a rebellious.
It's jazzy, and it's also rebellion. So, you know, and you can have both spirits. And so with that, you're aware, and it's going to be powerful when you get to straight.
I'm praying. I'm fast. I'm getting there. He's convicting me. Trust me.
Yeah, and so when you get, at least, let me just say, for me, you know, I didn't get it.
Hold on, let me say this real quick. Sisters, I see you calling in. I'm going to get to you. Give me, you know, give it just a moment. Be patient. Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't get it until I actually went to Straightway, because I'm a visual person. I need to see it. And so because being reared in this society, and, you know, I was an independent woman doing it for myself, and, you know, doing what I had to do and handling my business, I couldn't understand. I just couldn't conceive it. It didn't make sense to me. I could read it in a book, but I didn't know what it looked like. Like, my husband's talking about homeschooling. What do you mean homeschool? Like, I didn't want to be a teacher when I was in school.
Okay.
Hello, homeschool. Like, all that stuff was just completely foreign to me. And so the first time I went to Passover, and that was like 2 years ago, it was life-changing. And that's when I really, like, this is it. This is it. I get it. I see it. And there's so many
different things. I think that's how it's going to be when I go, when I see those holy women.
Yeah, and you're going to see sisters who are seasoned, and you're going to see sisters who are new and struggling just like you. So we have the gambit, you know what I mean? And so it's like, okay, all right, I get it. And because prior to that, I didn't wear skirts all the time. And once I got a bunch of skirts for Passover, because, you know, I wanted to be in order. And then from that point on, I haven't worn pants since. And I was a jeans and sneakers girl.
Yeah.
So covering my hair
wasn't
my issue. It was skirts. Like, my husband, he didn't tell me that – he wasn't my husband at the time. And he didn't tell me that they wore skirts. And so he just one day, he was like, do you own a skirt? I was like, yeah, I own a couple. And he's like, And that was it. He didn't say anything else. And then I was looking on the website, and I saw some pictures, and I was like, wait. Skirts, and that's it. And it was like, oh no, I can't do. Oh no, and you know, yeah. And now Yeah, I don't even own, you know, other than, like, I have
a me neither. Not one pair of pants do I own.
Because, you know, it gets cold and when I work out in the house. But, yeah, it's life-changing. It's a process. And, you know, I am, that's what I'm waiting to see. I'm excited for you because that's going to be, you know, a big deal for you. To be around sisters who, you know, to get that. And prayerfully, you know, you say you're praying and you're fasting and you're doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
You can get some during deliverance because it's going to go down.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait.
And just a note about Jezebel. Just a note about her. She is
a formidable
like very, mm-hmm. very difficult to come out. Rarely does she come out the first time. You know what I'm saying? Or even the second time, right? So I look at her.
Oh,
other
sister, I'm going to mute you real quick because we're going to have a whole little talk about that spirit of Jezebel. And you know firsthand. I know you do because you've seen Pastor. I know you because I've heard the sounds of deliverance in his videos and when he speaks about it. And even when I call in, the Shabbat's call in, that sound of deliverance. And we're,
mm-hmm.
we're going to talk about that. But let me mute you really quick. I just want to get to
yes,
your sister.
Okay.
Shalom, shalom. Okay, I have sister 843. I'm not sure if it is a sister. You know, some of us might call in, but 843, you are unmuted. Shalom, shalom. Who is this? Shalom, shalom. Caller 843. Is that South Carolina? What is that? Hello. Shalom, shalom. 843. Area code 843. Hello. We're going to move on to the next call. What's going on? Area code 6, 816, you are on. Shalom, shalom. Who is this?
Shalom, shalom. This is Shelly or Leia.
Oh, hallelujah. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
How are you? Just introduce yourself so they don't know.
I am Shelly Robinson on Facebook or Layout Yashrael.
Okay, amen. So tell us just a little bit about yourself, your marriage life, because I know that you recently, I don't know if it's recently, but, you know, you're engaged and the Most High's working in your life. So just let us know a little bit about you.
I am engaged. I have been walking in truth. I didn't really transition completely until Passover, but I had been studying Walking in Truth for several years. And that's about it. I really don't have a lot of words. I'm kind of driving, so I don't want to be distracted a little. I'm still driving.
Okay, okay, well, I just wanted to ask you, how do you feel about the whole, what do you feel like the woman's role is? Biblically, in her home, in her community, with her children, do you have, you know, any kind of insight to what the woman's role is?
Yes.
You believe?
I believe that the woman is the cornerstone of the home. She's the one who she trains the children up. So she is a pivotal point in the home. She has to give
Amen.
The children a vision of what the Most High is. They look at her for reflection, and she's the husband's peace and his helper and his she's there to strengthen and lift him in his walk as well. She shows her children who the Most High is more than anybody because she's going to be the one who was instrumental in their lives because the husband
mm-hmm.
usually is working. He will be a role model as well, but she's going to be the major factor when the husband is away.
Definitely.
You got me off
guard.
That's
definitely how I feel. I also kind of feel that the woman, you know, it's just a one of the African proverbs, you know, that, you know, I grew up hearing that if you want to educate a nation, educate the woman. Because the woman is going to be the first voice that a child hears. This could be the first voice they hear, and it's going to be that loving, that nurturing voice. And, of course, the father, maybe the disciplinarian, and maybe even the mother sometimes.
But the mother just has a, that's why I feel like, you know, that spirit of Jezebel, that's why a lot of our families are divided. Of course, spirits of Ahab and Jezebel. But it's just because that women, you know, don't really know their place in the home. It's not that it is less than a man's. It's very equal to a man's. But it's, we have to be tuned with the Most High. I just feel, you know, because, you know, of course, the woman is the head, but the woman is the neck. And if a man, you know, is a weak man, and he's not strong in the Most High, she can turn that head wherever she wants it to go. And, you know, honestly, that's what I just really feel like, the woman, we really have to be knowledgeable and Holy Spirit filled, because we're the first voice that our children are going to listen to. And that's it. That's, and I mean, that's, and Sister Toya, that's the truth, and that's the true segue. That's just how it is. So.
Definitely. I agree completely. And because the woman is, she's known as structure, you know. She helps make the home the environment that it is. If there's peace, I mean, if there's chaos in the home, she's the one who brings the peace in. She's the one who helps be, she's the thermostat of the home. You know, she regulates the temperature of the home.
Mm-hmm. That saying, happy wife, happy life, is sort of, it kind of makes sense.
That's for sure.
Because not really in the Western sense, you know, but honestly, if your wife is, if she's a woman of Yah and she's righteous, she's a righteous, virtuous Proverbs 31 woman, there will be peace in the home. God is held by his word. He puts his word before his own name. That's what it says. If you follow him and we follow his commandments, there would be peace in the home. And that's just how I feel. But so many times women, you know, they, I don't know what it is, man. It's something. It's something about it. But I'm going to meet you, sister. I'm going to move on to the next caller. I love you.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in. Hopefully you still listen, but I know you're driving, so I do understand. I love you, and shalom. Okay, next caller, caller 832, caller 832. Shalom, shalom. Who is this?
Hello.
Shalom, shalom, caller 832. Shalom, who is this?
Hey, it's me again.
It's who? I'm sorry.
It's me again, Nama.
Oh, you called from a different, I was like, who?
Oh, no, it's the same number. I had made it home, and then I had close enough to get myself together. Now I'm back up. I need to go to the store.
Okay. Well, how do you feel about that spirit of Jezebel? Because I just want to talk about the spirits. I just want to get a little deep, just for a little bit. That spirit of Jezebel. What do you feel about that spirit of Jezebel?
When it comes to Jezebel, people don't understand that Jezebel is one of the oldest spirits and the most strongest spirits that Satan has. People don't understand that Adam and Eve was also under the Jezebel spirit. The minute he stepped down and let his wife take control, he was under the Jezebel spirit, and so was she.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the oldest and strongest, most powerful spirit that Satan has. And when he's defeated, that's what he's going to bring out. See, Jezebel was here long before the story of Elijah. You know what I'm saying? It's been since the beginning. This whole country is under the Jezebel spirit. That's why it's fallen now.
Mm-hmm.
This whole country is under Jezebel.
Yep, they do what they want to do. They say that gay marriage is if you speak against gay marriage, it's hate speech and everything. And everything they call the scriptures and what God, the Most High has commanded us, they call it hate speech. But they don't even know that the actual United States was founded on the Bible. The Constitution was founded on the Bible. So they really can't say, even though we already know, we ain't going to get that. I know. We ain't going to get into it. But not this time, not today. But we know it was definitely founded on the Bible. Say what you will. And one thing, this is just how I, even though I know that we were enslaved, you know, God gave us over to our oppressors because of our disobedience. So he's the 100% loving God, but he's also a 100% righteous God. So there will be a punishment for every sin. Please understand. But I just, you know, I just know that when, you know, the white founders of this nation, United States, when we did, when we were in slavery, they were definitely following the Bible. Do you think it was some gay marriages going on and publicly gay marriages going? You think it was advocating for gay marriage and advocating for everything to go? They was with that Bible. They did worship on Sunday, whatever. They were putting God first. Even, you know, in God We Trust, God is mentioned. I don't even know how many times in the Constitution. So,
when it comes to that, it goes a little deeper than that as far as what this country was built on.
Well, bring it out.
This country was built on masonry. Those was masons. Those men that ran this country, they were masons. And you have to understand the word God. Even though we call our Creator, that was not his correct title. Now, if you want to go deep into what God means was a deity that the Hebrews were forbidden to worship. It was a deity of fortune. That's why on the back of that dollar bill it says "In God We Trust," because God was a deity.
Mm-hmm.
God is pronounced, spelled GODGADGAWD. You can look it up in your Strong. It was a Canaanite deity of fortune. And that's why he said in Isaiah, he said, "You have forsaken me for God." Because we have forsaken him for money.
Yeah, I did read that in my Strong.
Mm-hmm. It goes a little deeper than that. But I don't get into deep into that because
we're gonna get into it in our like the ones we have in the weeks to come. We're definitely gonna get into it, and I know you definitely gonna be my co-host.
All the churches, they're all was under Mason. These men that founded the Baptist Church, the Pentecost Church, the Seventh Day Adventist, those were all men of Mason. Those was men that was Mason. You know, they were definitely, should I say, ungodly men. But they always use our book to keep us calm. And, you know,
because it is the absolute truth. But
we don't read. See, the thing
they
is,
twist
we
it how they will.
That they knew that because we couldn't read English. We was Hebrews. We was Africans. We didn't know nothing about English. So they would read it to us. We'd be like, oh, okay.
They made us hate Africa. They made us hate Africa and made us hate everything having to do with it, man.
Yeah.
They knew who we were, and it's sad. It's one of the curses that we would be, our holy language would be lost to us. We would know our lands no more. It's one of the curses. But I do want to ask you, sister, because I know that you are a married woman. How long have you been married?
We have been married, I'm going to say, biblically for about 3 years.
Okay, so how do you feel, what do you think that the woman's role is in the home, biblically, and also, you know, speak on what you think, your own thoughts.
I think we should definitely be his peace, as everybody always say, a woman should be his peace, absolutely, you know, so but people tend, it doesn't mean that you have to shut up and just be quiet and just let him walk all over you, and that's what I've been seeing a lot lately. Where does that, I don't care what you say. You can't tell me that Abraham was able to walk over Sarah. Absolutely not. But she knew her place as a woman of God, and she also knew him as a man of God. And a man of God wouldn't treat his woman like that. But these, like we have said on the way to the heathens, like I said earlier, beating our women, disrespecting them, telling them to shut up and don't say nothing, that's not us. That's what they did. That's what white people did. That feminism had nothing to do with us. We've not been able to speak in our relationship and wanted to have rights. That ain't have nothing to do with us. We used to be trying to fight right for our color. So they made us stupid and tag along with the white woman. Well, that ain't had nothing to do with us. We ain't had that problem. That was their problem.
Yeah. We didn't. Yeah, never. And it's like, honestly, I feel like a man of Yah, he takes counsel, not publicly. Like a woman, of course, should not accept authority publicly against her husband. Like, no, that's totally out of order. But in the quiet of their enclosed space, of their bedroom, a righteous man seeks the counsel of his righteous wife. Yeah. Now, I'm not, of course, Jezebel, she's going to be like, you don't need to do that all in public. You don't need to do that, and you ain't this, and you ain't this, and you don't never, and, you know, that's that spirit of Jezebel. But in the counsel, in the quiet of their home, a righteous woman you know, will be the holy counsel and calming counsel of his wife. And I just feel like that's how it is. Because we both need each other. Because, understand, a lot of men have forgotten that, yes, they were created first, and they were created the head of the family. Of course. No one ever denied that. But the woman is the gift. She's the gift. God made us especially to be a gift to you.
Exactly.
So do you think he would give you an unrighteous wife? Do you think he would give you an unlearned and uneducated wife? A woman sent from God to you? But I'm going to put you on just a brief commute. I just want to speak to the sister that just called in. Shalom, shalom. Call at 843-843. You've been unmuted. Who is this? Shalom, shalom.
Hello?
Shalom. Yes, shalom, shalom.
Hello.
Who is this?
Hi. I'm sorry for earlier. My name is
Tony. Is this Madonna?
No.
You all sound alike. I'm sorry.
I just saw this number posted, I think, on Instagram, so I said, let me call and see.
But well, how are you? Introduce yourself.
My name is
Monique. Okay, what's your name on Facebook? I just want to put a face to the name, that's all.
I don't know if we're connecting on Facebook. Monique Jennings.
So
I don't know. So
how did you get the number?
It was on Instagram. I saw it on Instagram.
Oh, Monique Jennings. Oh, yeah, I am Sister Zippor on Instagram. Oh, shalom. Okay, I see you. Okay. Well, how are you, sister? Just introduce yourself to us. You know, let us know, are you married? What are your views, your faith, you know, views, your spiritual views, and, you know, things like that.
Again, Monique Jennings. Yes, I'm married. Going on 3 years. Been in the truth for about that time. Well, yeah, about 3 years. My husband's been in for 4. It took me about a year to come out of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
I was not letting that go, and I wasn't giving up my Christmas tree. But praise the Lord, that was a stronghold on me. I was like, I'm not giving up my Christmas tree. But yeah, in the church.
I'm going to do it for the kids.
yes, it's for the babies. But now we have a 4-year-old, and throughout that whole season, she was like, no, Santa's on TV. Turn the channel. Turn it off. We don't want Santa.
Mm-hmm.
we didn't have to say our view. She was vocally telling the whole world how we felt about Santa. So, let's see. In the truth, we're not really a part of a camp. I guess that's what the word is. A camp, per se. But we listen to various only a few. IOG, Brother Bowie, we listen to him. And we listen to GOCC from time to time. And that's really all that I know. I hear people, like, on Facebook saying all these people, and I'm not aware of a whole bunch of different options out there. So that's where we're at.
Now, you know, that's true, sister. I don't really feel like I'm a part of a camp. Because a lot of camps have a lot of doctrines. Now, I do want to share this. I want to just see where everyone lies, not to try to indoctrinate anybody or try to condemn anyone or anything. I just want to see where everyone thrives because, where everyone lies within their faith, just so we're all made aware of one another and what we all believe. Now, we're not going to speak against anyone else for what they believe. This is not, you know, what I put my, you know, made this block talk to be about, but just to commune with, you know, sisters, that if you're messianic, I love you. You're my sister, like, period.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Torah only, I love them, but they're lost. I'm sorry. They're lost.
Okay, when it comes to that, what does that mean? Like, I hear messianic, not, like, I don't even know is that they don't believe in Christ.
They don't believe in the Son of God. They don't believe in the Son of God. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what Torah means. Not that they, you know, accept Torah. Yeah. So it was just, you know, I just thought, okay, I'm not condemning anyone, but well, we all know what the Bible says, and that they're condemned already. But
right.
I just want to see where everyone lies in their faith. Not even going to debate with anybody things. I just want to see what everybody thinks. Just their own faith. What are your? Because everyone in the truth has their own core principle beliefs that no one, nothing can shake them from. Nothing can shake them from it. For me, there are just certain things that I believe that no one, I don't care what you say, I'm not going to be strayed from it. It's just really a fruitless debate to bring it to me. But I believe, of course, everyone has those certain, in the truth, has those certain beliefs that no one can stray them from. But I just want to state their own individual beliefs, not asking nobody to bring their precepts or what they believe is correct or anything. I'm not trying to hear it. but just to, you know, fill you know, each other out, just to see what we believe so we know how to come to one another. Me personally, I'm going to ask you right after, you know, I finish this. Me personally, I believe in the virgin birth. I believe the Bible, the 1611 King James Version with the Apocrypha. I don't feel like Apocrypha is the inspired word of God, like the 66 books, but I do feel like it is, you know, the 66 books are, you know, the inspired word of God. And the Apocrypha is basically, this is just what I feel, biographies, autobiographies, and feeling teachings of, you know, our forefathers. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I say Jesus, I mean, look, I don't call up in sacred names. I feel like Jesus, Yahushua, the Son of God, he is born of a virgin. I believe that Yahushua is Yah in the flesh. God rose on the Sabbath. Those are just what I believe. So what do you believe? No one is condemning anyone. I just want to say that to everyone that's listening. No one's condemning anyone. Just wanted to say what we all believe.
I would say I don't disagree with anything that you said. One thing that I don't debate the name. And I see people going like, you know, we just attack each other over Jesus. Yeah, sure. Like I go back and forth. You know, a lot of times I'll just say Christ or in the Most High just to, you know, be PC. But Jesus, like, I'm not offended by the names, and I don't think that we should be caught up in. To me, that's small and trivial because He's going to give us His name when He comes back. So if you're blessed enough to know
Amen.
For Him to give it to you, then that's when you need to, you know, say, let's talk about that at that appropriate time.
Amen.
I do agree. Now, I haven't really gotten to the Apocrypha, but I do think that it's important, and I do think that from what I have read of it, that it's valuable, but the Bible on its own is sufficient, but I do want to get the full 1611 King James Version myself. As far as the virgin birth, yes, I do think that it, you know, I mean, that's what the book says, so that's what it is. Now, when you say it comes to core things, one thing that you cannot get me to believe or anything like that is
fine. Hallelujah.
The whole there's God, there's the Father, and there's the Holy Spirit. There's a clear distinction. There are some people who believe in the Trinity, because, you know, Christ was raised from the dead, He's now equal to the Father. That, you know, and the Son is underneath Him. And then, but you know, like, I don't know. The Most High is just the Most High, and to try to put anything on that level is just non-debatable for me. I'll just let you speak, but I won't respond.
No, oh, I definitely understand. All, that's what I'm. Yeah, honestly, I understand. We all have our beliefs, and that's what I'm saying. You know, we're all gonna know. It's, you know, we'll all know at that judgment time. Israel will know. So thank you for sharing that, sister. I'm gonna mute you. Hopefully, you continue to listen in. But I just want to go through and cycle through the sisters.
Yes,
give me,
thank you.
Give me one moment. My shalom, shalom, and be blessed and be encouraged. I love
okay,
you.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
And sisters, I'm just gonna play this really quickly because I have a couple people calling them. I'm just gonna play this one song really quickly. So give me one moment just to let these sisters have a few calling in. Just have a few. Everybody, okay, I think I got my dashboard right. Going to unmute. I think this is Sister Toya 951. You've been unmuted. We just want to talk about just core beliefs that we all believe. What are your core beliefs that no one can shake you from?
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, how you doing?
Is this Sister Toya?
No, my name is Marie J. Miller on Facebook.
Okay, I must have gotten this mixed up. I think Sister Toya is 410. Okay. How are you, Sister Maria? We just want to speak of, well, first introduce yourself. Just tell us a little bit about yourself, your name. Are you married or, you know?
Okay, on Facebook, my name is Marie J. Miller. My actual name is Linda Miller. Yes, I've been married.
Is this Charlene?
No, Linda. It's Marie J. Miller on Facebook.
Okay, I'm just going to put a face to the name. Okay, go ahead, sister. I'm sorry.
And I've been with my husband for 20 years.
Oh, hallelujah.
So yes. And it feels just as good when you're with them that long. It's still just as wonderful. You still love them just as much. You're still like kids, you know, giddy and having fun.
Yeah, hallelujah.
And I live out in Riverside, California.
Oh, wow. How far is that from San Francisco, Oakland?
It's probably about 800 or 900 miles.
Oh, Lord. Well, I won't be seeing you on February.
I'm in Southern California, closer to, like, you know, in between Los Angeles and San Diego.
Okay.
But, yeah, I have seen your posts and stuff, and you will enjoy it. It's beautiful up there. I used to live up there.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You're going to love the Bay Area. It is gorgeous.
All right, so tell us some of your core beliefs. What are some core beliefs that no one can shake you from? Like, just core beliefs that you feel like the Most High placed on you, that you will not forsake them for anything. I don't care how many, just certain core beliefs that are just that you believe.
My core belief is that I feel like no matter who you are, what race or culture you're from, that if you follow
Hallelujah.
The Torah and you believe in the Messiah, that you have a chance for salvation. That's
mm-hmm.
my core belief, and that's how I deal with, you know, anybody around me, is that you are still a child of the Most High, a creation of the Most High. So your race, your, you know, wherever you're from, your origin, has nothing to do with anything. You may not come into, you know, the inheritance, but you still have
mm-hmm.
a chance for salvation. That's my core belief.
Hallelujah. And what do you feel about the whole, you know, what me and the sister Monique, you know, were speaking about the basically, you know, the core beliefs with who is, you know, Yahushua, you know, just the Son of the Most High, or is he the Most High in the flesh? What do you feel about that?
I believe he's the Son of the Most High. I believe he was a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
He was a virgin birth of Mary. You know,
mm-hmm.
I believe that he came for our salvation. I believe that the Holy Spirit is separate, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I believe that Yah is the head. I don't
okay.
believe that they are
okay.
all the same entity. Like he said, I come in the name of my Father.
Mm-hmm.
He did not say, I come and I am God. He said, I come in the name. I speak for my Father. So I believe, yes, that they are separate, that the Messiah is, you know, the salvation, that he came back, you know, to deliver us. So,
that's good.
I believe that definitely. I'm actually new to the truth. I just passed my one-year mark. So,
oh, wow.
you know, I'm still getting an understanding and, you know, learning how to study, you know, so all that stuff is kind of new for me. But I can honestly say this, I've learned more in this 1 year than I have my entire life. I'm 48 years old. And
Hallelujah.
I've spent my entire
what?
Life
no. Wait, hold
in
on,
the
hold
church.
On. What?
Huh?
I'm looking at your page right now. Ain't no way.
Yes,
y'all got married. Y'all got married when you were 18. Ain't no way.
look, I told you I have children older than you. I have children older than you. Matter of fact, I have 1 year age and two of them older than you.
Oh, wow. Sister, I promise you, I thought you were younger than my mother. You know, black don't crack. It don't crack.
No, it don't.
It
don't.
That's one thing. You can't look at a black woman and tell exactly what her age is. That's one thing about us. You can't look at us and tell exactly what our age is.
You really can't.
The Most High.
I know some women in their 60s that look my age.
Mm.
So, but,
well,
you know, I'm just excited to call in. I've been waiting for this, you know, because I was the one, when are we going to have a you
exactly.
know, little conference so
you
we
were.
Can meet and
you
greet?
Were.
That was me.
It sure was. And I was like, okay, I got to do this. And I was like, okay, I don't want to do, you know, just the regular blog talk. You know, I spend just a little money just because I'm like, I want as many sisters that need to call in. I want them to call in. And, of course, I'm never going to do these call-ins on this the Shabbat because I do fellowship with Straight Red Truth, and I call in faithfully, to Pastor Dow with Straight Red Truth. And I was like, no, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this on Thursday.
I've seen a little bit of him on YouTube.
You
I thought he was very great. I liked him. I did. I liked him. You know, there's a couple
Whenever
people that
say,
I watch.
whenever people say, they're like, what kind of pastor is that to be cursing? I say a damn good one.
He is. He's very down to earth. He's, you know, easy to follow. So, you know, I enjoy him. There's a couple of people that I enjoy. I have a friend out here, well, a brother, you know, that helps me out a lot with the word, who's really actually helped me out a lot, you know, at this point in trying to learn how to study for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, I mean, the people that I don't have any group or anything, I don't know anybody out here actually in Riverside County, you know, that is in the truth. So I'm kind of like, you know, getting it on my own.
Amen. Sometimes you get most of the meat if you're communing with the Father and you're, you know, you're, and God has placed that discernment on your spirit. Sometimes you get more than you would ever get. Not even sometimes. I'm sorry. I'm just a believer in coming out of Christianity. Come out from among her. That's what my pastor always, come out from among her, my people. That's what he says.
Yes.
And we got to keep these laws. And faith without works is dead. And people, it's like some Christians, they read John 3:16. Oh, well, God so loved the world, he died for my sins, so I can do whatever I want to do. I can eat some, I can eat my bacon, I can eat my lobster, I can eat whatever I want to, because God, Father God, no, cast it out. No time for it. No.
No, it's not over till it's over.
Okay,
it is
amen.
Not over till it's over.
One, he said not one dot over an I will go away
from
my
not one
mom.
Dot, not one tittle, not one thing will change.
Amen, sister. Okay, I'm going to move on to the next caller. And just because I have a few of them, and I think I have about 20 minutes, move on to the next caller and see what their core beliefs are. Just not to argue. And I love how we're moving along with this, not in any kind of condemnation, anything like that. We're actually speaking to one another, telling each other about ourselves. And this is what I wanted. This is what I wanted. And the Most High, he's so faithful. So thank you so much for calling in, sister.
Shalom.
Shalom. I love you. Bye-bye. All right, caller 410. This is Sister Toya right here. My desk is telling me this is Sister Toya right here. Shalom. Are you still there, sister?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I already know what you're you're straightway truth. So tell us a little bit about your core beliefs when no one can shake you from.
I believe that Yah is one, and so that Jesus is Yah manifested in flesh.
Yeah.
And one thing that no one can ever get me to think any or even listen to anybody who doesn't have the power of Yah. So for people who don't have fellowships and who don't follow specific, you know, or don't have a ministry that they're really committed to, you know, I always say you want to look at Mark 16:17, and if they don't cast out devils,
hold on, let me get my Bible. Hold on, because I want to be able to see that verse. Hold on. You said Matthew.
Mark.
Okay, Mark. Okay, let me get it, because I got my Bible with the apocrypha, so forgive me. It takes me a while to maybe to get there, so forgive me. Y'all can see my Bible. My Bible is so marked up, Lord. And as a Christian, we believe you should mark the Bible, you should dog tag the Bible, you should just... And you see my Bible, now my mom's like, why are you highlighting your Bible? You need to stop blaspheming the word. You're not going to get into that. So what you say, sister?
You Mark 16:17?
Mark, you said 17, right?
Yeah, 16:17.
Okay.
And I'll just read it, you know, for those who don't have the Bibles in front of them. It says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And so with that, you know, I am a part of a deliverance ministry. I do cast out devils. I've had many devils casted out of me. And it, it's one of those things where, you know, there's a lot of people who have knowledge. And there's people who can quote scriptures and you know, rattle them off. But if they're not walking his power, if they're not doing the work, they're missing it. They're missing it. And so, because with deliverance, you're talking about you couldn't, like one of the biggest demons that I struggled with my entire life was rejection. Now, I didn't know it was rejection, but the spirit of rejection, but it was. And when I got delivered from that, my whole outlook on life changed. It was like, wow, I realized how bound I was. But if I did, you know, we talk about these spirits, we talk about Jezebel, Ahab, rebellion, we can talk about spirits all day long, but they are real. And so if you don't get them out, you know what I mean? It's a problem. And so for people who say, oh, that was just in Jesus' day and, you know, that's not now and the devil is the white man and all this other bit. Okay, you can sit up here and choke all I want to, but the truth of the matter is the devil is in you. The devil's in me. And it's not one devil. He has many. There's a lot of legions, exactly, and so we need to get them out, and you need to have a leader. You need that to be, you need to be fed by a shepherd who is teaching the whole book and not just parts that fit, you know, people's personal, you know, beliefs. And so, you know, I would say test whatever, whoever you're listening to, test it by that those two scriptures. Because if that stuff isn't going on, you need to seek the Father and ask him to lead you to a place where all that's happening.
Amen, Sister Toya, because when I tell you, when I first came into the truth, because we know that it said those are the signs that should follow them that believe. And when I tell you, when I first came into the truth, I was dabbling. I had my big toe in the water. It was too cold. It was too cold for me. I had my big toe in the water. And when I tell you, when I first came to the church, I was so indoctrinated with these because it was a process for me, because I grew up Seventh-day Adventist. So my family was at least keeping the Sabbath. But everything else, they were still eating pork. They were doing whatever, okay? They didn't really celebrate holidays. But my father, he was, my father was not African. My mother was African. So it was nothing for my father who was, I wouldn't say the truth, but he knew, he took the Bible for what it was. And, you know, I had a sister mother as well. But now, you know, growing up, you know, when I converted to Christianity, I was like, oh, that was it was a cult. My mother was caught up in a cult and everything like that. And but now, you know, being in the truth, I saw that God used whom he will. And, you know, my father is deceased now. But my mother, you know, my mother was, the way she grew up, it was just sort of like, them Nigerians, you can't tell them Nigerians nothing about them spirits. They know about demonic possession. And when I tell you, I was, I had demons cast out of me by a Christian ministry team, deliverance team, and I remember it like it was. If they didn't record it, because they said we never record our ministry, but it was something let it. They told me they were like, it was something led in our spirit that to record this deliverance and show you, because you know I don't. Well, you received deliverance, but it was like in the back of my mind what was going on, but in my mouth I wasn't speaking for myself. I wasn't doing these actions. It wasn't me. You know, and people have to understand. And I know because I've had demons cast out of me, so I know that, you know, I can fast, I can pray, but
you know, if my faith is not strong, like, Pastor, that's why I can't wait to get to Passover, because I know Jezebel, she is going to be screaming her head off. I can't wait. I can't wait. I cannot wait. Because, I mean, I'm fasting and I'm praying, but I feel like my faith is not that strong to, you know, to cast her out, because she leeches onto your very personality. It's not like other demons that kind of leech onto, you know, sexuality or homosexuality. I mean, it's certain spirits that actually leech onto your very identity that they're not going to rear their head. It's sad.
Well, the truth of the matter is there's a lot of things that we believe are our personality that are actually demonic spirit. And so as you grow and you learn about spiritual warfare, you'll realize, and as you start to receive deliverance on a consistent basis, what you'll find is that who you thought you were, once those demons get cast out, it's not you, it's the demons. And so you'll start to learn or figure out and find out who you are, you know, because you don't know, because each demonic spirit has, for lack of a better term, personality traits. There's specific things that go along with each spirit, and those are the personality traits that we have, and we just believe it's us because we have always been that way. But it's not. It's actually, you know, this person. So you want to pray against, and you want to fast against any doubt. You want to attack doubt, because that would inhibit anything, any type of deliverance. And in addition to that, you want to ask the Father to reveal to you what legal grounds that these spirits have, because they won't come out. The devil is a legalist, right? So
you didn't open these doors, so.
Yeah, and they're not just for you. But let's be clear, you didn't just open them. We're talking about your ancestors. Remember, he curses through the third and fourth generations. So you have to repent for your ancestors. You take it all the way back to Adam and Eve, because those could be what the legal grounds are. It's not necessarily what you've done, but what your grandmother, your great-grandmother, your great-great-great, you know what I mean? And so you have to hit you're all the way back to Adam and Eve and attack those. And one last thing I want to just caution you on is that you want to be careful of what you're saying and what you're speaking, because, one, we're going to be judged for every idle word. And because you're just really coming into this and you're really learning, and you have, I can tell just by, you know, hearing you, you've not only had the 7-day Adventist indoctrination, but when you started dipping and dabbing in the truth.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I know I do, yeah.
When you started dipping and dabbing in the truth, you've heard a lot of different insane people, and that residue is on you too. And so you not only have to unlearn the 7-day Adventist, but all the other stuff. You have to unlearn this stuff so that you can learn Yah's insane way. And when you speak things, and when you off of your feelings and emotions, or you know what I'm saying, any but when we're speaking off of our feelings and emotions, or what we think, when we don't know, because
let me just say this real quick. Sisters, I do see you in the holding queue, and I'm going to get to you in just a sec. I still see you, Shelly, Nama, Monique, I still see you. So give us just a moment. Okay, go ahead, sister.
I'm sorry, make quick. So we just want to be mindful of what we're saying, because when we're going to be held accountable for every idle word. And now, specifically speaking to you, sis, because you are under a ministry and you have a Jeremiah 3:15 pastor, what you're going to find is that what you think you know and what you think you believe, as the Father starts revealing things to you, you're going to realize you're completely wrong, and you're going to do a lot of repenting for the stuff that you're speaking. So just be mindful of it, because you don't what you think you know, you don't know. I'm telling you, I was you.
You
don't know.
That's what we say in the South. You don't know now.
Yeah.
And then honestly, it was just like it was a light bulb came on, and when I tell you, and it was just When I heard Pastor Dow speak, and, you know, just being indoctrinated with them Christians, that, you know, we I'm like, is he cursed? Sister Zsa Zsa, because I work with her, and Sister Joy, So I was like, is he cursing? I was like, oh, no, dude, he's of the devil. But then when I went back and I researched, I'm like, okay, he said shit is filth. That's, we're the only Western country that uses shit to actually mean a obscene word. But in every other Eastern country, shit is just used as like anything that is filth. Like swine, it's shit, it's filth. So he uses every one of the words he uses in context. He's not, you know, he's not a man that moves out of his emotions. And I thank God for him. I truly, truly do. And when you said that about the deliverance, honestly, just being indoctrinated in the Seventh-day Adventist, and then even I had converted to Islam. I took my Shahada. When I tell you, I never felt sleep paralysis. And in the next session, we're going to talk about sleep paralysis and how it is actually a spiritual attack on your actual soul. I never had spiritual paralysis before I converted to Islam. And when I took my Shahada, I prayed, you know, my forehead, the Shahada, and that's when I had my first stricken, my first attack, my first sleep paralysis attack. And I was like, what is this? And I was just so scared. It was a spirit of fear. And I was like, what? It cannot be from God, because whatever has came upon him, upon people, and said, fear not. And so I know that this cannot be be the true religion. It cannot be the true faith. But and then instinctively I called out Jesus. I said, Jesus, and I had peace. It was peace that surpasses on. But we're going to get into that next next Thursday. But thank you so much, sister. I can't wait to commune with you on Straightway Truth. And you're so Holy Spirit filled, and I thank God for you. Honestly, I'm so glad you called in.
No problem. I'm glad too, actually.
Yes. And even though I did miss Sister Granny Gadsden's, a lot of my sisters did want to commune with me and see me. Understand, I never miss a Sabbath. All right. I love you, sister. Shalom.
Love you too. Shalom.
All right. Caller 816. I believe this is Shelly. I have about 7 minutes left, so I just want to speak about what are your completely core beliefs no one can shake you on, because we all have them. Shalom, sister. You're unmuted.
Oh, okay. My beliefs, I believe in a Mashiach. I believe in the Father's name that I believe, you know, that I've studied. I do believe in the virgin birth. A lot of people speak against that, but I do believe in the virgin birth as well, and I do believe that the Ruach is real, which people call the Holy Spirit. Those are things that no one can shake me on.
Now, what do you believe about Yeshua? Because, I try not to call it the camp, Straightway Truth, but that is my pastor, Pastor Charles Dow, and I do listen to him. He is our rock in the truth, since I've been in the truth. He's never straight. He's never given me erroneous information, But what do you believe about Yeshua being God in the flesh? Not condemning you at all. I just want to know where everybody stands. You know my spirit, sister.
Yeah, I know your spirit. No, I do believe that he is God manifested in his flesh. Some people try to downplay his role, but I don't. And that's just from my studies. That's not from what I've learned in Christianity. That's not what I heard from someone in the truth. That's from my own studies. So I don't take anything away from
him. In the scriptures, it even says, the Most High said, my glory I will not give to another. So why in the world would he accept people praising him with the palm leaves when he came to the city on the ass? But go ahead, sister. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just had to say that.
No, you're fine. No, but I do believe that, you know, he is the Messiah. I do believe that he is Yahuwah's son.
Now, what do you think is the problem a lot of people have with the virgin birth? Like, I feel like a lot of men, more than women, protest against the virgin birth. They feel like God sanctified the seed of Joseph. When it's precept upon precept, line upon line, a little here, a little there, that he is the son of the Most High. And they feel like, well, it said that the Most High will be born the son of David, you know, the lineage of David. But we all know that Mary was the lineage. She was a descendant of the David bloodline. So how do you feel about that?
Oh, you still talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know if you wanted to mute me or you would put me back. I don't know why people think he isn't the son, and I don't get into the small debates with people regarding their beliefs. I just, you know, some people the veil hasn't been removed from their eyes, or they're just unlearned, or they choose to keep the veil there. But me personally, I dig deep. I don't just start at the surface, and I don't do a lot of talking and a lot of posting on Facebook because
you live right.
This is a learning process. You know, this is not I stepped into walking in truth and now I know everything. It's more of I need to empty out, come before the Most High as an empty pitcher before a full fountain. You deprogram, you erase everything you learn in religion and ritual and Christianity, and you sit down and you learn and you study. You know, it's a constant process. And what happens is a lot of people get into this and they have that zeal, but they still have all of that. They have that old wine skin with new wine, and they can't contain it. And they burst, and they don't realize what happened. Well, you came in this with the mindset of you're going to do this way, and you're missing the whole picture. You're doing the same thing you did in Christianity. You just dressed it up. You added some Hebrew words, you know. So, I mean, me personally, I don't really speak a lot and on Facebook. I might post a meme or two of comedy, you know, but
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to cut into your time, but I just want to get this to Sanama because we are ending.
Okay.
I want to at least give her a minute to speak about, you know, what it looks like this is just I just want to give Sanama just a chance to speak her core beliefs. So I'm going to mute you and then I'm going to end the show. But we can post our statuses and, you know, be with one another, but I just want to at least give her 1 minute. All right, so I do love you. Shalom, shalom. I'm going to have to end it, but I love you. I love you, Dillard. Okay, Nama, my ace, Boon Coon, you have been unmuted. What are your core beliefs, three of your core beliefs that we spoke about? Just kind of make it quick because I got 2 minutes.
Okay, well, my core belief that you can never be shaken is the Father is the Father, and the Son is the Son, and the Spirit is the Spirit. When we talk about, I don't believe that Yahushua is Yah in the flesh, because I don't believe scripture supports that. Because when he's praying, he's going, I'm going to pray to my Father. Well, who is your Father? Who were you praying to? You went to go pray. When the clouds opened up and it said, I'm proud of you. You are my Son. Well, who was that talking to you? I mean, couldn't have been him. Well, who was it then? It had to have been his Father, like he said. Now, do I believe that he is a God in the flesh? Yes, because you got to understand that Elohim, what does it mean? It means a higher power. It means a mighty one. So, yes, Yahushua is a higher power. Yes, he is our God, but he is not the Father. It's different. He was sent by the Father. That's when
what do you think about
said,
the virgin birth? What do you think about the virgin birth?
Well, at first I was like, you know, I never thought that Mary was just a complete virgin because I understood.
Oh, wait, sister, wait. Hold on. I'm going to have to mute you only because I have 10 seconds. I just want to say I love communing with every single one of you. Thank you for calling in. We're going to continue this message next time. I love you all. Shalom, shalom. Thank you for calling in. Thank you so much, sisters, for calling in. Thank you so much. I love every single one of you. Your heart is my heart. I love you like you're my own divine sisters, like you are blood of my blood, flesh of my flesh. Thank you so much for calling out. I love every single Mariah, Nama, Monique, Shelley, okay, Toya. I love every single one of you. Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of my life. And you, most of you are closer to me than my own family. I love you. Call in next week. It will be the same time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 5:30 p.m. Carolina Time, Pacific Time, and 7:30 p.m. Central Time, which is Texas, Tennessee, and all the rest. I love you with the divine love. Be blessed and be encouraged.